Well, if you've ever navigated the childcare system, you'll know that childcare places are thin on the ground and good centres are hard to find. From the outside, Big Oak Childcare Centre looks like any other suburban centre. But when you go inside, it's a hotbed of discontent. That's because Big Oak is the setting for a new comedy series called Little Acorns. Here's how it starts with Belinda, the manager of Big Oak, arriving at work.
Good morning. Belinda? 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 Where's Paris on the waiting list? We've had his name down since he was a fetus!
So right from the start, you can see this isn't just any old childcare centre. With us this morning is Trudy Hellier and Maria Theodorakis. They are the co-writers and directors of Little Acorns. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Cassie.
Is this the dark side of childcare centres?
It's basically a show about the workers there and their interaction with the parents, but mostly about their interactions with each other.
So it's run by Belinda, who is...
Belinda, who is actually very paranoid about germs and doesn't like to touch children. So she runs it like a kind of a corporate entity. And so there's a lot of conflict between her and the workers. And the workers are all incredibly good with the children, but with each other they prank and they tease each other and they push the boundaries. So there's a lot of very interesting conflicts there. Lots of fun.
One of the main workers is Emily, who is played by the actress who, if you're a fan of Sean McCullough's Mad as Hell, I think she was Lois Price, who was in the helicopter always kind of
<That's right.
laughs> yelling about some traffic report. But actually there's a whole lot of actors, very familiar faces. How did you get such an all-star cast together?
Well, both of us have acting backgrounds, so we knew everybody. We basically approached everyone. And so because we were really familiar with their work, we were able to write characters that we knew would bring out the best in their work. And so I think that's been a really fantastic kind of galvanising aspect to the show.
We didn't audition anybody. We just asked them and they were all available, which was fantastic because prior to making this series, 2 years ago we made a teaser, which Trudy and I and our other two producers funded, really, but pretty much everybody worked for free for us. And so it was really fantastic when we got the funding from Screen Australia to make the series. It was great to bring them all back and pay them.
And now it's going to be running on YouTube from the 1st of September, 9-part series, and they're sort of bite-sized 3 to 5 minute episodes. But there is this great story arc that emerges very quickly, and Emily, who I've already identified as my favourite character.
Nice. Everyone's got their favourites, which we love. We love that everyone's got different favourite characters.
Well, she's very nice, but there's the announcement that a new employee, Leslie Farage, is about to arrive. Now, everyone thinks, oh, she's going to, you know, that'd be nice to meet her, although she will be replacing our friend Susie, who was sacked in a memorable scene. Emily knows that Leslie is actually a man, worse than that, someone she knows quite well.
Quite intimately, that's right. I think it was, even in 2016, it is really, really odd to see a man working in a childcare centre. And that's bizarre that we should feel that way, but geez.
Especially a stunningly handsome man.
Well, that was what I was going to say. You don't see too many Leslie Farages.
No, you certainly don't.
Let's hope it's going to become a euphemism for a very handsome man.
Leslie who's working Farago. In a female-dominated...
I have a Leslie Farago at my work.
Yeah, P.S. That's right. Leslie's here to see you.
Yes, that's it.
Do you think Leslie is a sexy name?
No, it's a dreadfully unsexy name, I reckon.
Not anymore. Not anymore. On Life Matters, we're talking with Trudy Hellier and Maria Theodorakis. They are the creators of this series called Little Acorns, which proves that there are rich comedic pickings in the childcare sector in Australia. And as you say, you know, it really is about the tensions on either side of the gate, the mothers and fathers, I suppose, bringing their children to the place, and also the tea room dynamics, the politics there. Mm. Just on a serious note for a moment, the childcare sector is so notoriously low paying.
Absolutely. And that was one of our things in making this show, is to sort of celebrate these mostly heroines who look after our most precious aspect of our lives. And, you know, we don't really go on and on about the whole overworked and underpaid thing, but we do touch upon it a little bit. And we just wanted to make them feel, and make anybody feel who works in that sort of sector, be they nurses, be they teachers, absolutely vital parts of our society. You know, we wanted to make them feel good, and we want people to look at them in a different light, possibly in a comedic light, so that they're able to connect with these people a bit more. Because sometimes it feels like, you know, the kids get dropped off and they're just faceless people who just look after your kids. Mm. And really, my God, they're so important in our lives.
And you rarely see it on screen. I can't think of a show that has actually shown childcare workers at all to any extent.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm. I can't think of any others except for that recently, that The Letdown, which was sort of looking at early motherhood as also great comedy and tragedy at the same time, which they do often come hand in hand, don't they? And you did say earlier that both of you have been actresses, and as soon as I saw you both, I knew that I'd seen you in a zillion things. Mm. Firstly, to you, Trudy, tell us, you know, how did you come to be in writing?
I had worked as an actor for quite a long time. I did Frontline and I did Round the Twist, lots of, you know, long-running kind of television stuff. But I had gotten to writing because I started writing short films and then I started writing long form. And so I worked on that for quite a long time, and I was writing features, and I kind of got caught up in the, you know, development phase of writing features, because it takes so long to do stuff. And then I started writing for television, and I wrote some of Lowdown, and I really enjoyed that. And Maria and I had been working on projects together, so we decided to develop this. And it's been really fantastic, because you can write something and see it on screen really quickly, whereas when you work in feature film, it just takes forever and it's so frustrating.
Yes, and you probably feel quite disconnected from, you know, the creativity to the final product is just such a long stretch.
And so by the time the product actually comes to fruition, you might not be that person anymore, and you can't really tell that story, because stories are really about the timing. And so for this, it's really great, because we've just had kids in childcare and, you know, we know that world really well, and so to write stories about it was very easy. Confronting.
And as well as knowing badly behaved women.
Yes.
We are those women.
You are them, and you know them.
But very good parents, though.
There's a great scene where the whole lot of women with prams running down a street trying to chase Belinda to try and get their children's application forms in.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal for people. I mean, I remember that I was on a waiting list for 18 months for one of my children. You know, it's just really, really hard.
They start lobbying. Yeah. I actually know someone who did try to book their fetus in.
not
crazy. It's not far-stretched.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you can get them booked in to the MCG or the SCG, I suppose, you know, that's childcare as well. So, Maria Theodorakis, tell us about your career and how you came to be writing.
Well, I started off as a writer and a director and an actress and making my own work, but then I just got more and more acting work, and being an actress is a lot of fun, and, you know, people put makeup on you and do your hair and dress you, and it's fun. It's
really nice.
And it's still fun for both of us to do, but getting back behind the camera, writing and directing and sort of managing a show was something that really actually came quite easily to both Trudy and I, and we really loved it. As actresses, we were really able to speak to the actors on a level that we knew we liked to speak, to be spoken to, and it just really created a really clear intention for them, and they knew that they were completely supported on a level that, you know, I guess a lot of directors don't have, or that comes naturally to us, having stood where they've stood. Like, how do I want to be spoken to as an actor? How do I clearly want to know what this scene is about if I need a bit more help? So that was really fabulous for us.
Well, it's interesting, because both of you are at the vanguard of where television is kind of moving at the moment, this moving away from the box that sits in the room and into online, into shorter, more, bite-sized segments. And also you're part of this new move that's been touted very much by the industry, that we need to get more women into roles like this.
Yeah, it was funny, because we got We got the funding before all of that happened.
Mm. Before the bandwagon started.
Well, yeah, before someone went, oh, there's not enough women making stuff. I was like, oh, genius.
I think we just started on that wave, didn't
yeah.
we? All of a sudden they looked around and went, oh, God, we don't have any women's things. And we were there, ready to go.
It's like, we do? Look yeah. at us.
Yeah. And yeah. that's reflected in the content. I mean, that's another part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think for Trudy and I, as Trudy was saying before, we've been writing together and, you know, bitching together for a long time. You know, not just our industry, you know, it's worldwide. But looking at the ways, all it is when it comes right down to it is stories, and I think the world would be, I think, a slightly better place if more female stories were out there, you know.
Now, what is next for you? I mean, is there more fodder in childcare, or are you going to move on to the school gate? Have you thought about where you could take this?
We have a long-form version, which Film Victoria supported us to write the script. So we've got the scripts for a long-form version, so we're hoping to make that.
And that would be a TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a series?
Yeah, like a half hour. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because basically nowadays you make the product and that product can go anywhere. So it's not even that you have a show that is only for the web or only for television. It is just a show and it can go on any platform. And I love that idea that, you know, it could be on an aeroplane or on your television or on your computer. It kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, and for us, you know, the amount of time it took from getting, like this time last year was when we started applying for the funding. We got the green light in October. We were shooting it in April and we're about to put it online in September. And it's been really exciting for us to really take on the form of the web series because, like you were saying, our episodes are between 3 to 5 minutes long because we really feel that most women.
That's about all the time they've got.
Yeah. They don't have any more time because if they don't need to go back to work or do the laundry or whatever, the guilt will get them. Now, if there's women out there who don't have the guilt, awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
Watch all nine. Go for it.
Slam them.
Put your feet up and binge.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll love it. And then let us know how you keep the guilt at bay. Awesome. But we really believe that to be able to give women and men, but really this is a show that we wrote really for women to love and it actually has to be said that we've been thrilled that men have loved it. Yeah. You know, we're like, wow, awesome, fantastic. But really if you don't, there's lots of shows out there for you. You know, you'll be right. That, you know, that 5 minutes is a really neat amount of time and it's so it's really, we feel like, you know, come on, it's only 5 minutes. Give it a go.
It's the time between putting the kettle on and the water boiling. You can watch an episode of this show.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll watch the next one with your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting, though, also to write something where you know that people can turn off at any point. Like there's something about writing television that you feel like they're going to sit in and they're going to watch the whole show, whereas if you're writing something for the web, you feel like they're going to click off at any moment.
Make
and
it
so,
good.
Yeah, so you've got to keep working. So it really kept us on our toes. So there's hardly a kind of dead moment in the show. It's incredibly tight and hard work.
Yeah, yeah. It's we have a digital strategist. I mean, we've been introduced into all of that world and it's been really fascinating. And he went, 5 seconds. You got 5 seconds.
Ooh, yeah.
We're like, what?
I know. Shall we look at our show? What happens in the first 5 seconds? Something good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Andy Warhol be delighted by that?
Absolutely.
Forget 15 minutes, kids.
5 seconds.
That's a whole series.
Seconds. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, as you can tell, I just love this series and I'm delighted that I had a chance to talk to you about it.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for coming and talking
Thanks,
to us.
Thanks, Cassie.
Yeah. That's Maria Theodorakis and Trudy Hellier, the co-writers and co-directors of a 9-part comedy series about a childcare centre called Big Oak. The series is called Little Acorns and you'll find it on YouTube from the beginning of September.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy,
potato scallops,
the unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, he's tripped over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us.
Subscribe now.